Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Happy Sunday, my friend. Yeah, Sunday now. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place we can start, and that's at the Copper Box Arena, where Zhe Lai Zhang unbelievably beat Joe Joyce in the heavyweight bout. It was live on TalkSport, the home of boxing. Here's the fallout from the fight.
That right eye is completely closed. And again, he covers the left eye and has a look at that right eye. He's prodding it with his thumb. It's a purple kind of hue underneath that right eye. He's holding up two fingers, then one finger, then asking him how many fingers is he holding up. Is he satisfied with the answer? He whispers into the ear of referee Howard Foster, who makes his own assessment. He waves the fight over, and Zhe Lai Zhang is hoisted up by Sean George's trainer, and the Zhang camp go absolutely wild. Not many gave them a chance here tonight, but their man Zhe Lai Zhang, the Big Bang, quite simply has clubbed Joe Joyce into submission.
And new WBO interim heavyweight champion of the world, Zhe Lai Big Bang Zhang.
I'm happy. I'm very, very, very happy.
It's your honey cry.
Yes, 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 it's Zhang's power.
Zhang tonight showed amazing presence of mind, a great chin, and world champion qualities.
He is a danger for any of the heavyweights, you know, for his sheer size, being a southpaw, quick hands.
If you didn't fight Joe Joyce next, who do you want to fight?
Uchiga or Tyson Fury?
Joe Joyce didn't need to take this fight. Let's remind everybody about
absolutely
that. Because of the way that this game works, he didn't need to take this, but his attitude is different. He said, yeah, go on then. I'm not going to get my world title opportunity, so let's jump in there with a real tough contender. This is what happens when you put a 50-50 fight on.
You know, when you take risks, sometimes it doesn't go your way. So I'm just disappointed. But I'll be back. It's not the end of my journey.
This is top-class boxing. When you take risks, at the end of the day, sometimes it doesn't go your way, like Joe's just pointed out there. You can't go swimming and not get wet, especially when you're in there against a 19-20 stone fella who's landing big lash.
So disappointing when you get a loss, but I'll be back. But mate, I'll just have to go back to the drawing board.
And this is another thing as well. There'll be fans listening to this going, oh, Joe Joyce is done then now. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's just fought one of the top contenders, one of the highly ranked fighters in the world, came up short this evening.
It's his first loss on the record. That doesn't mean anything. Look through the history of heavyweight boxing. The best box the best. They win, they lose. It's about how they come back. Joe Joyce can bounce back from that. No problem at all. He was in with a tough customer there. Back to the drawing board. Go again. You know, it's a minor setback for him. It's not the end. It's a minor setback.
Now, moving on to yesterday's Premier League action, and the problems got worse for Super Frank Lampard and Chelsea after they were booed off in their 2-1 defeat at home to Brighton. The result leaves them in the bottom half of the table. Here's the reaction on game day phoning with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor.
And that is the final whistle. Plenty of cheers ringing out over to our left for the Brighton fans, but boos, as you can hear, from the remaining Chelsea fans.
You know, I'm not going to dress today's performance up. I don't think the players would want me to, and I'm not hanging anyone out to dry because I can see that there's talent in that room. This is the Premier League, so you have to have the extra bits, and we were short of those today.
I don't know what I'm seeing. I mean, it was an absolute battering. I mean, it was the most one-sided 2-1 I've ever seen.
You've got to put someone, a winner, in charge. But then they've put Frank Lampard in just to steady the ship on the fans' side. I watched the game today. I didn't even expect us to win. That's how most of the Chelsea fans now are expecting. It's wrong.
We were short, a yard short, a tackle short. And when that's not right, then you're not going to win games. And you have to have the capacity to do that as well as a desire. And at the minute, we're falling short on that. I mean, we need to turn that around quickly.
Awful, Chelsea. I mean, absolutely diabolical.
Today was the final straw. It was just absolutely diabolical from start to finish. Mm.
26 shots for an away team to have at Stamford Bridge is unacceptable. All the players, they couldn't name one player that would have got over a 3 out of 10 today. And if Lampard can't get these players motivated, who can?
I don't know if Chelsea will win a game this season.
I don't think they will, mate. I don't think they're going to win a game.
The only thing that matters is the reaction. And that's what matters now to the end of the season, to try and get improvement. And who knows what that looks like, because I say, people can talk about 3 losses. I'm thinking about performance, and then wins will come. And today, performance wasn't worthy of the win.
For Chelsea, a 6th game in a row without a win. And even when they took the lead in the 13th minute, it felt like they'd have to go some to get anything out of this game.
I think more than defeats is performance we've got to talk about. Wins only come with performance. And in terms of performance, that was the most disappointing one, because we were well beaten.
You can't get a tune out of this team when you've got someone who's driving the bus, who doesn't know anything. And the owners are to blame more than anything.
We've got to get over this romantic thing with Lampard. It could have long-term effects on his reputation.
I don't think it's for me to talk about where it's come from. It's for me to try and get to the bottom of it quickly and change it. And I feel like we need training time, but we don't have training time.
Well, he changes the team every week. He changes the formation. One minute you're playing a 3, then you're playing a 4. I mean, how do you expect the players to get on board with what you're doing when you don't know what you're doing?
I don't blame Frank Lampard. I mean, he's just trying to come in and help the team. But I don't think any manager, Nagelsmann or Enrique, would want to come in now. Because we're just shambolic.
Full-time at the Bridge. Chelsea 1, Brighton 2.
It's my job to get as many or as much improvement as I can. But from that performance there today, you certainly have work to do.
Time to tune in now to TalkSport 2. Not literally, we'll do that for you. It didn't get any better for Spurs. They lost 3-2 at home to relegation-threatened Bournemouth. Here's how it all sounded with reaction from both managers and former Spurs midfielder Jamie O'Hara.
Solanke onto Ouattara, back onto his right foot! Ouattara for Bournemouth! Can you believe it? Bournemouth have won it in stoppage time! And is that top four hopes over for Tottenham?
We have to change the mindset, because when we score a goal, we have to score again. But in the first half, we start to drop too much after we score. And that was the problem.
Salvation for Bournemouth, and a monumental moment in their fight for survival.
My belief is still intact. Staying up still won't be easy. Still a lot of work to do. A big week next week with 3 teams that are in and around us. So need to enjoy this one for tonight, and then make sure we reset and get ready for what's going to be another big game next weekend.
Tottenham fans streaming out of the stadium now, and a crushing blow to their hopes of Champions League football for next season.
I think they've got absolutely no chance of getting into the top four.
That's it! Bournemouth win, an extraordinary game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
We deserve a 3 points today, because we played for a long time, a good match.
As you said, there's no leadership from the top. Daniel Levy hasn't got a plan who he wants as the manager. They knew that Antonio Conte was going to leave at the end of the season. Therefore, if you're running a multi-million-pound business, you should have a plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Although Conte's gone earlier, they still don't know who their manager's going to be.
Did I see anything from Spurs today which warranted being a top four? Did I? Absolutely no chance. Get rid of them. Get rid of a lot of them. I've said it for ages, and I keep getting stick from, you know, people at Spurs when I say it. Get rid of the lot. Start again. Rebuild. Change the mentality. And if Daniel Levy ain't prepared to change his mentality, he needs to do one as well, because I'm sick to death of watching Spurs every single week and watching the same old rubbish.
We have to play like the last 30 minutes. We play half match very good, but the other 40, 45 minutes were not good enough. It's the mindset. that we have to change.
They're weak, they're soft, the mentality's soft, but it comes from the top. Daniel Levy's had the opportunity to get a manager in and make something happen and get a manager through the door to give us a chance of top four, but no, he's been weak-minded as usual and we have to get served up that absolute rubbish.
Now, our Premier League coverage began at Villa Park yesterday lunchtime as Aston Villa made it 5 wins on the bounce after tonking Newcastle 3-0. It was live and exclusive on TalkSport 2, and before we hear from Dean Ashton and the Villa legend that is Gabby Agbon-Lahore, here's the Villa boss, Unai Emery, who says it may be just a step too far to finish in the top four.
Aston Villa fans could have watched another hour of this. They have been absolutely fabulous today.
Now 5 consecutive Premier League wins for Aston Villa. The last time they did that was under John Gregory in 1998.
We are speaking about the difficult next target we can have, but not now. We can think to be a candidate for European position, but top four is very, very difficult.
From 24 available points, they've got 22 in their last 8 games. Since the Premier League restarted, Mr. Ollie Watkins, no one's been involved in more goals than Ollie Watkins. That is 14 involvements.
We are going to face each match thinking only the next step and trying to be demanding as well, to try to improve things.
Aston Villa 3, Newcastle United 0, and that scoreline does not flatter the home team.
It just all worked, and it's the best I've seen Aston Villa this season, that's for sure, and under Unai Emery.
Those 3 points, I think, we can add thinking we are being strong in the top 10 and trying as well to have chances to be candidate for the European position.
I just feel like Aston Villa were unplayable today. Everyone was on it, Jamie, from the start of the game. We can say Newcastle were poor, but Aston Villa didn't give them anywhere to go.
I was so impressed with Villa, honestly. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, it's going to take a good team at the moment to beat them.
We have to be optimistic, but as well, we have to be very demanding continuing in this way.
Buendia, Watkins! I don't need to tell you what comes next.
I just feel like Ollie Watkins needs the praise. Gareth Southgate was at the game today. Next England squad, Ollie Watkins has got to be in it.
11 goals in his last 12 games. His last cap was over a year ago. He's only ever started one England international. He scored in it, by the way.
Ollie Watkins, I mean, it's the best centre-forward performance up there with a couple of Haaland's performances that I've seen this season. He was so dominant.
Of course, it's very important for him, for England as well, and I think he's candidate as well to be in the next list.
If Aston Villa can get into the top 7 this season, it'd be an outstanding season. Mm. And Unai Emery, talk about manager of the season. Yeah, if he gets Villa into the top 7, he's got to get it.
We are going to face then Tottenham at home. We are going to face as well Manchester United away, but they have advantage, enough advantage.
Elsewhere, the Premier League this afternoon, Southampton look consigned to relegation after losing at home to Crystal Palace. Everton is still in trouble after losing at home to Fulham. And Man City beat Leicester. No surprise there. Here's all the fallout to all those games across the TalkSport network.
And there are the boos as the full-time whistle sounds. I'm going to call it early. Southampton are going down. Their 11-year tenure in the Premier League is coming to an end. And their owners, Sport Republic, only have themselves to blame.
Only 7 games to play, and we came here today with the intention to win the game, put a good performance and be strong, and we didn't get it, so it hurts as any other defeat.
So many mistakes this season. £125 million spent largely on players who've underperformed. They spent weeks planning to fire Ralph Hasenhüttl, then inexplicably they replaced him with Nathan Jones. He clearly wasn't good enough. They gave Ruben Selles the job until the end of the season. After 1 win at Chelsea, they've only won 1 game since then. They've been dumped out the FA Cup at home by Grimsby. These fans rightly are furious.
I understand the reaction, and it's nothing that I will tell them. They have been good enough during the whole season, and if just after the second goal they leave the seats, it's a normal reaction for me.
Southampton heading for the championship. It's finished. Southampton 0, Crystal Palace 2.
It's difficult. We know we're in a situation that we need to play almost the perfect game and get the situations for us in the entire game. Otherwise, one mistake or one situation will punish to us. Yeah, I will believe until the very last second.
Everton look as though they're very, very definitely candidate candidates for relegation. They really didn't play very well at all.
The team didn't turn up. You know, they lacked quality and teeth in that final third. They allowed Fulham to dictate play far too easily.
No, it's no different to the challenge when I got here. Everyone told me they were gone when I got here. So we've corrected that idea. And now it's about taking the rest of the season on.
He allowed Fulham to create too many chances. 20 shots off target and 7 on target. It's not good enough, and it's certainly not a Sean Dyche team.
We've done well, and like I say, the mentality has been, there's been a shift here. And today it kind of reverted back before we were here, because I'd seen the games and, you know, you looked at it and the goal goes in. It was all a bit lackadaisical then.
They've got to do miles better if they want to retain their Premier League status for next season.
They're in big, big trouble. Finished here, Everton 1, Fulham 3.
It's finished Manchester City 3, Leicester City 1. An easy day at the office for City that now puts them 3 points behind tabletop as Arsenal, who they play next.
They have done an incredible run of the season so far, and I don't think it's going to drop much points. What you have to do is be in there. And it's important for us to arrive winning today for the final that we have against them next Premier League game.
Manchester City march on. Man City 3, Leicester City 1.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today with some horse racing, and Korac Rambler won the 2023 Grand National Aintree. Here's how it sounded live on TalkSport with Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly calling the action.
Could it be heartbreak for Korac Rambler, who's starting to mark time out in front? Vanillia has come out of the pack and is sweeping and hard and fast, but in time it is going to be another win for Derek Fox and Lucinda Russell, as Korac Rambler brilliantly was hunted around once again. A masterclass of Aintree riding by Derek Fox to give Lucinda Russell her second win in the race. What a contest, what a ride, how good was that?
It's amazing to think that literally yesterday Derek Fox was given the all clear to ride in this race. It's such a huge achievement from him. He's such a fantastic rider. He's a real horseman. He's not up in the stirrups. He rides very long. He really gets a horse jumping. This horse, of course, ran a fantastic race at the Cheltenham Festival when he won the Ultima, and has backed it up here. And what a training performance from Lucinda Russell and Peter Scudamore. They are absolutely phenomenal at what they do. And I tell you what, they really represent their area, don't they? Fantastic to see this horse win here today.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show alongside Darren Bent as we build up to TalkSport's live and exclusive commentary of Leeds against Liverpool as part of Game Night. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thank you for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.